Like other communities in the path of three different natural gas pipelines that would crisscross Virginia, some Montgomery County citizens are mobilizing to fight them.
We're entering the community of Preston Forest in Blacksburg, Southwest Virginia, on our way to a meeting of the Homeowners Association. Pittsburgh-based EQT and Florida's NextEra Energy, Inc. have partnered to build the Mountain Valley Pipeline, which will come across Giles County through this once pristine wooded community, already scarred by high-tension power lines, and continue down across Mount Tabor into the Catawba Valley and Roanoke County.
A video made by a Blacksburg production company, Lucid Media, captures the concerns of area residents.
The gas coming through that line is coming from fracked wells, no doubt about it.
There were more than 80 explosions and fires in the year 2012 alone. In addition to all those fatalities, injuries, and so forth, was a price tag of over $1 billion in lost properties.
Who made the pipeline explosion scenario?
I'm the guy that made the pipeline map that blew up your houses.
Yeah.
I encourage you guys to go on the website and look at that. But what he missed is the firestorm. If that pipeline goes up down on Smithfield, everybody up here is going to be toast because it's going to start a firestorm and we will not be able to get out of the neighborhood.
None of the three pipeline plans has yet been approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, but if they are, the gas companies would be entitled to run the pipelines through private property under the right known as eminent domain.
The Natural Gas Act heavily favors the private utilities as opposed to having a level playing field.
Joe Waldo is an eminent domain attorney in Norfolk, Virginia. He points out the law allows companies to gain access to private land under federal law, which he says is more favorable toward the industry than Virginia state law. It gives them the right to use the rules of eminent domain to access private land in the same way governments can.
But they're money-making ventures, and that's different from a highway or a hospital or a park or so many other public uses.
Spokesman for the gas companies, Natalie Cox, says they respect the concerns of citizens and want to work with everyone involved to build the pipeline safely and responsibly, and that once it's operational, they'll monitor its safety in real time 24/7. On October 31st, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approved the company's request to begin the pre-filing process. That's the first step and includes an informal review of the Mountain Valley Pipeline plan. The next step is for FERC to issue a notice of intent to prepare an environmental statement. It would include a period of public comment and scoping meetings along the proposed route, as well as input from other agencies. No date has been announced as to when that would begin. I'm Robbie Harris.